T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
And now, Chuck and Winkler, two townies talking Wisconsin sports, covering nothing but your favorite teams. Live from the Bryant and Stratton College Athletic Studios, this is Chuck and Winkler on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan.
Chuck and Winkler served up by Perkins Restaurant and Bakeries. I'm Bart Winkler, that's Chuck Freeman. Nasty rumor going on around town about Chuck Freeman.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
How's that?
The nasty rumor is that you do not like working the day after a draft.
Yeah.
But here you are.
Here it is, yeah. Yeah, oh yeah. I was here at the draft. I was here the day after the NFL draft.
Were you?
Oh, yeah, absolutely I was, yeah. Man, I was here, yeah.
NBA draft coming up. You're going to be here? You going to be here for the NBA draft?
No, I'm taking a vacation that day.
Oh, well, I'll be here.
Okay, well, you know, I was here, you know.
The draft's important, but...
Okay, I just got done working 21 straight days. And, yeah, I was flying around Memorial Day weekend where you all were sitting on your couch and sitting on your ass. I was flying around strange countries.
Canada.
Yeah.
So...
Going through customs.
This will be the first time on the show today. Because it's a day after a draft, but I wouldn't call this a draft show, but we will mention the name Ethan Small.
Yeah, here's the deal with the draft. People don't get as excited about the MLB draft, even though MLB Network tries to make a big deal of it, because we won't see these players for a few years, even the best ones. We won't see for two or three seasons.
I know. It kind of takes the fun out of it. Yeah. Even with Hira, I mean, I think that was different, too. The Brewers were in more of a rebuild, and we really did... Like when Corey Ray got drafted, it was okay. We need to know who these guys are because they're going to impact at some point. But the Brewers, while it looked like the rebuild wouldn't start, you know, until you had a guy like Corey Ray up here, they took a different path and brought in Christian Yelich and brought in Lorenzo Cain and got competitive more quickly without waiting on those draft picks to come up. Keston Hira, then the first round pick, you know, now he is up here, but. Down, and we'll talk about that in a moment. But the Brewers did take two guys yesterday, Ethan Small out of Mississippi State and Antoine Kelly out of Wabash Valley College, two lefty college pitchers. The first guy, Ethan Small, there's Rich Hill comparisons to him, but he projects as maybe a 3 or 4 starter. And then Antoine Kelly projects more as a reliever. So a couple more arms to the system, both from college. So we'll see if we hear from them at any time. But again, just because you're drafted in the first round doesn't mean you're going to be up here anytime soon. You go through the Brewers' current roster, they do have a bunch of first-round picks. I mean, whether they drafted Ryan Braun, whether they drafted Jeremy Jeffress, eventually brought him back. Yelich was a first-round pick. Grandal was a first-round pick his second time around.
And these two guys, the Packers. Or
Moose
the Packers,
the Brewers was second have, overall.
The Brewers have drafted. These guys have been drafted before. This is their second time in the draft.
Yeah, these two pitchers that the Brewers took. Yeah, and the Brewers have some guys like that, too. But then you also have guys on this team, like Zach Davies was a 26th-round pick.
Yeah.
And he, right now, is tied for second in Cy Young odds.
Yeah.
So, I know when we get into round two, maybe even when you get into round one, you don't care too much because it takes so long for them to develop and you just don't know what they're going to turn out to be. Alex Claudio, a 27th-round pick. And you were right yesterday. It was a first-round pick compensatory that the Brewers had to give up for that. That's surprising to me.
I mean, that they'd give it up. I mean, when they traded for him and they got the draft pick, I saw some highlights of him. And I was looking at him. Of course, it was on TV, and they were showing all the wild strikeouts that he'd have. It'd be like, man, this guy is awesome. And of course, you know, he could put together a compilation of everything. Like if they did, you could put a compilation of me of all my great high school basketball plays. I could look like Michael Jordan out there. Well, maybe not, but You know, I mean, you could put together a string of highlights about anybody. So I was watching.
What about
these...
a compilation of you as a radio host?
Oh, that's
probably... How many minutes could we get out of that one?
Maybe 13 seconds. Okay. But I mean, as far
I'm
as
Chuck Freeman.
Alex Claudio, I was watching all these this videotape footage.
Let's face it, most hot women aren't very nice to begin with.
It was fantastic. I'm like, man, I just saw the good Alex Claudio. I didn't see the three-run homers.
So, I mean, again, you don't – Eric Thames was a seventh-round pick.
Yeah.
Ben Gammel, 10th-round pick. Travis Shaw, 9th-round pick. Josh Hader, a 19th-round pick. So you can kind of check on where everybody was drafted. We put an article up, 1057fmthefan.com, and find out more about the draft picks there as well.
And you look at some of the Packers, the Brewers' high draft picks. A lot of those didn't work out.
Oh, you want to go down memory lane?
Well, they drafted a guy named Anton Williamson, was going to be a surefire third baseman, very high in the first round back, I want to say late 80s, early 90s, never developed.
Mark Rogers.
Yeah.
Never got it going.
Never.
Evan Fredrickson. Never got it going back in 2008.
Yeah.
Then they've got some guys, though, that they took in the first round and are good on other teams. Jake Odorizzi with a good start for the Twins over the weekend. Mitch Haniger has played well for the Mariners.
Mm-hmm.
Dylan Covey getting some starts now.
White Sox.
With the White Sox. So they've had a history of success. It just doesn't always pan out with the team that you get drafted by.
Well, they drafted Covey, and then and this is where a mistake was made somehow. They drafted him, and they said, well, you know what, I think, because he was dealing with diabetes. I think I'm going to stay closer to California. I'm not going to accept that offer. And it's like, if they knew that, why did they draft him? And then he reentered the draft eventually.
Well, there's a lot of risk with that, because you draft guys that are committed to college, and you think you can sign them. And so a lot of teams made some decisions last night that may pay off or may not. So that's the MLB draft. It continues today into tomorrow.
Well, the Brewers, remember the major league pitcher with the White Sox? He played a few other teams, Miami. Alex Fernandez?
Yeah.
The Brewers drafted him, and they could never sign their picks. The Brewers drafted him, and they were like $25,000 apart on signing him, and they couldn't get it done. And
they wouldn't just go up to $25,000?
Well, no, this was that. If you think about it now, it sounds ridiculous. But this was like in the 80s. They wouldn't, and they were $25,000 apart, and they couldn't get the deal done. So he re-entered the draft, and you know, he became Alex Fernandez.
Their first round pick a couple of years ago was Keston Hira, who has performed very well mm-hmm. at the big league level,
yeah.
And apparently not well enough because he has been sent down to AAA. Which is going to make room for Travis Shaw. And as we talked to Craig Kishon about an hour ago, and that podcast will be up, Fan on Demand, presented by John Paul's Buick GMC Highway 100 in Greenfield. If you're going to look at the Hira for Shaw comparison, I think you've also got to look at some of these guys that are underperforming, like Jesus Aguilar and maybe even Eric Thames. What the Brewers decided to do with this move, and I'm not justifying it or criticizing here in this statement, what they decided to do was go the safe play. I mean, they're going the safe play. They're sending Keston Hira down, which if he stays in the minors a little longer, it's going to lower his service time, which, you know, eventually lower the amount of money they're going to have to give him in arbitration. So this is a cost-saving move on the surface. It appears to be that way. It's also a way to keep the roster intact and not being forced to make a decision. The Brewers have done this a lot under David Stern's tenure. They always say things will work themselves out. They don't want to have to make decisions until they absolutely have to make a decision. Case in point, the outfielders last year, they had six of them. They didn't want to make a decision. We all thought they were getting traded, but they didn't have to. The guys had options, so that's why they're in the minor leagues. The whole reason they went out and got Gamble and gave up Santana was because Gamble's got an option. If they needed to use it, they've still got that in the back pocket. With Eric Kratz, Eric Kratz had no business on this team this year. They had Pena and they had Grandal, and you've got Nottingham coming up. But the Brewers wanted to just make sure they don't want to ever do a move unless they absolutely have to, whether you like that or not. So they kept Kratz here until like the last minute. He knew he wasn't going to be a Brewer. His teammates knew he wasn't going to be a Brewer. But the Brewers keep that insurance, and that's part of David Stern's MO is to keep young. Well, not in this case, but they can keep controllable talent and not make moves until you're forced to. The Brewers are not really forced to do anything with Travis Shaw and Jesus Aguilar yet. It's very easy for them to send Hira back down, so that's why they are doing this move.
And there's nothing wrong with that. I mean, there's
the wrong thing is producing and these other guys aren't.
No, no, no. There's nothing wrong with waiting to the last second to make a move.
I think most people have been in Stearns We Trust, but this move seems to have gotten people more angry.
Oh,
we've got tweets in here that says, I'm boycotting the Brewers until Keston Hira returns.
Yeah, that's the little overreaction there. But I think most
this
people...
This is an asinine move. Yeah. Why do this?
Okay. Most of the moves he's made, pretty good. Now, if you look back, Chris Davis' move, probably not so good. You got Jacob Nottingham, and Nottingham hasn't turned out to what we were hoping he was going to turn
out. Don't forget about Bubba Derby.
Same thing. Okay, another guy.
Well, he let Scooter Gennett go for nothing.
Well, I'm going to get to that, too. Scooter Gennett. But a lot of people were done with Scooter. A lot of, you know, then he, who saw that happening with Scooter?
He traded Jonathan Villar.
Okay, turned out to be a good move.
No, he traded for Scope.
Yeah, Scope. Getting rid of VR was okay, but Scope, that was a bad move.
So there's a lot of people on our Facebook and Twitter that are very upset. I don't know if anyone's as upset as Paul Imig, who you hear on the Bill Michaels show a couple times a week.
Yeah.
I was texting with Paul a little bit. Are you still as heated today as you were yesterday?
Hey, Paul.
Hey, guys. No, I think I need to refine the passion that I had yesterday around 4 o'clock, but I think what it is like.
Can I read some Can I read some of your text to me?
Sure, you might want to bleep some of it out, but sure.
I am pissed. I am confused. This is a rare moment of questioning whether Stearns knows what he's doing. This isn't an effing rebuild. You're in first place. It's winning time, not depth time. This has my sports blood boiling. Don't just delay the decision until it's made for you. Yeah, you were mad.
I was pissed. I'm still pissed because, like, I almost feel like the best way to do this would be to, like, present the arguments that were given to me about why it's not. Because I heard you guys yesterday, even when you were speculating about what if this happens, and you guys thought it was going to happen but didn't want it to happen. And I think that's where I was with it. But there's no argument I've been given that I can't come back. And, you know, and I'm an open-minded guy. Like, I'm happy to be proven wrong or to be shown that I'm wrong if there's a good argument. There was nothing that I heard or was told yesterday in response on Twitter that made me feel any differently. And so that's kind of where I'm at right now is, like, give me an argument that you think someone that you've heard, that you've read, and I will refute it. You want to play that game?
I don't have any argument.
In what way? I mean, that Travis Shaw shouldn't get another shot at this?
Well, not when the guys above him are producing. So, like, the old adage is you don't lose your roster spot. You don't lose your position. You don't lose your starting spot due to injury. Well, that's an old adage. It's not a current true statement. If Hira would have come up and he would have been, you know, 210 batting average, 250 on base percentage, 650 OPS, like, yeah, I mean, send it back down. Like, yeah, it might hurt his confidence, but, you know, he can work on some things and everything else. The first place Brewers got worse yesterday. I don't think you can tell me that they didn't get worse yesterday. Even if Travis Shaw produces 2017 Travis Shaw, you still got worse yesterday because what Keston Hira was doing was better than peak Travis Shaw. Then you have to move Moustakas back to second, where he would obviously rather play third and was producing as an offensive player at second base very well in recent weeks. Shaw goes back to third. And I think the problem is, too, and this was something that I had sort of my analogy yesterday, and I know Horvat and Winkler will get this. Chuck, maybe you won't. But when John Moxley, the former Dean Ambrose, was on Talk Is Jericho, I know you know who Chris Jericho is, Chuck, that, you know, he said, like, you know, when he was leaving the company, that they had a young guy come up and try to, you know, supplant him, and they thought, oh, that would give this guy a lot of credibility and that it would make Ambrose less. Well, anyway, it turned on them. Ambrose became a beloved bad guy because no one wanted to see him lose because everyone knew he was leaving the company.
But you don't think Shaw is going to get, like, booed tonight, do you?
Okay, now how about this, though? Okay, Emmy, how about this, though? What if Shaw...
I do think so, Bart.
Okay, now...
You do?
No, I don't think he's going to get booed.
Who's going to boo Travis Shaw?
No, he's going to boo Travis Shaw.
I think people will be rooting... I can read you my Twitter mention. There are people who will be, if not verbally, they will be rooting for him to not succeed if it doesn't cost the Brewers wins in the meantime.
Yeah, all right, I suppose.
Oh, that's
no, I mean, those are the tweets that we read earlier.
People are going to cheer. Why would you want to root for Travis Shaw?
Because they
want
to see Hira back up here because Hira's better than Shaw.
But if you're going to root, but you want Travis Shaw to do well because maybe you can move him to first base. If he comes up and produces, he can help your first base spot.
I am happy to have him be the platoon first baseman, 100%. Thames is having an okay season. I know the batting average isn't that good, but some of the advanced numbers are okay. Obviously, Aguilar's having an off year, but I know you can't. I know you're not going to like ship Eric Thames to some team for a low Class A prospect because he's better than that. But that, I mean, that's a more solvable solution. So some of the questions yesterday were like, well, if you keep Hira up, and let's say you would have sent a relief pitcher down. I put up a poll, and the biggest, like, the most responses in terms of votes was, well, you should have sent a relief pitcher down instead. You know, the counter-argument I heard to that was, well, that doesn't solve Hira's playing time. And for me, like, okay, when the Brewers and Cubs have a series later this year, just like they did back in April, and the Cubs send out Quintana, Lester, and Hamill, guess how many starts Travis Shaw will make that weekend?
Well, zero.
Zero. Yeah. I mean, Travis Shaw against righties is terrific. Travis Shaw against lefties is unplayable. So you almost have to have two roster spots for this move, whereas Hira, yes, it's a tiny sample size. He only has 70 plate appearances. But, he can hit against both, or at least the early returns are showing that way, and his minor league numbers would tell you the same thing. So, and I saw this, too. I saw that even, when people were saying yesterday how this will not hurt Hira's confidence. It will not hurt Hira's confidence. And then professional athlete Sam Decker said, like hell it won't. I don't know Decker was responding. So it's like you have professional athlete Sam Decker saying, yes, it will, because you end up adding, and what Decker wrote was like, you end up questioning, what more do I have to do?
Well, like if Hira homered every game, he probably still wouldn't be up here.
It wouldn't have made, clearly, it would not have made a difference. So, to not be the person who complains but then doesn't have a solution to it, I would be more than fine if, you found out a different solution at first base. I think that solves issues as long as you're okay with. And did we ever figure out, does Thames, he had an option, didn't he?
He's got an option, but he's got to agree to it.
Yeah, here's what I think is going to happen. So many
Which
people
ain't
are,
happening.
So many people are upset about Hira getting sent down. Watch, in 2 days, there'll be another roster spot, and he'll be back on the team. And nobody will be.
And Shaw will have three homers in that time.
Yeah, and he'll be playing first base.
Yeah, and I mean, if you're a Brewers fan, I do think, again, there are people in my timeline who disagree, but, you root for him to succeed. I think the bigger issue is that this wasn't sending up, your number 10, 20 prospect who just happened to get, lightning in a bottle. This wasn't bringing up Nate Orff last year and then kind of capturing a little bit of Nate Orff magic. This is the number 9 prospect in all of baseball. And this isn't, I don't sit around and, watch AA games and AAA games. I look at the numbers. I like following it, but I'm not what they call a prospect hugger. This guy came up and was a 911 OPS, 281 batting average. I mean, if you want to go even deeper, weighted runs created plus, 124. I mean, the dude was a rock star for 2 weeks. He's the only reason he won Saturday's game because he had a blast home run off of one of the best closers in baseball. Mm-hmm. And you send him down. I mean, there's a lot of reasons not to do this.
So, if nobody likes this move, not one single person likes this move, I feel. What do you think Stearns, who makes the decision, what do you think he's thinking by making a move like this?
He's trying to protect his veterans, and he's trying to keep everybody. He's trying to keep the roster with as much options as possible because they could have cut Aguilar. Or they could have put Shaw back down to the minors. He's got an option, but God forbid you do that to him.
I just think that they're trying to give Shaw one last shot at it here.
Yeah, and I think that's the problem. So here's why I brought the analogy with and what I posted on Twitter that they just made Travis Shaw a heel. And by the way, sometimes heels get cheered. It's more fun to cheer heels sometimes. But you have a situation where if he struggles, and I do think that will be possible. Let's say the Marlins, they come in on for Thursday's afternoon game, and Shaw went 0-for-8 Tuesday and Wednesday, and strikes out in his first and second plate appearance Thursday. If that was that's a worst case scenario. He goes 0-for his first 10 at Miller Park against the bad Marlins team. If you would have brought him back and sent down Taylor Williams and you would have just had a shorter bullpen, the pressure would have been much, much, much
less. Yeah, you've put pressure on Shaw that didn't need to exist for Shaw already. Full of pressure. I agree with that. Because even if it's not a 1-for-1 move, that's how it's looked at. And I don't think Shaw's going to get booed tonight. But if he does go 0-for-8, I think the boos may start to come as a reflection of the organization not having Hira up here and less on Travis Shaw, but now Travis Shaw's got to put that on his shoulders.
So I'm a huge David Stern fan. I think the state of Wisconsin has three terrific GMs right now, Horst and Gutekunst included. I think David Stern's is the best of them. I'm a huge David Stern fan. What if if I was putting myself into his spot and saying, like, well, what should he have done differently, or what is possibly his explanation? I know he denied this, you know, to the public, but, you know, or to the, you know, his press conference or his little media session. He definitely, this is a service time related question, but I think it's also.
We just lost you. We're losing you.
No, we
lost you.
Oh, no.
Follow Paul Imig on Twitter, right?
Or on the Bill Michaels show.
Yeah. Are you on Bill's show today?
Tomorrow. I bet it's, is it better now?
Yeah, but we're up against the break. I was just using that as a polite way to get out.
Oh, sure. All right. Yep. Tomorrow. Wednesdays and Fridays.
But we did really lose you for a second. And then that's why. Okay.
Yeah, anytime. Yeah. Dead spot. I'll talk to you later.
See you, Paul.
Bye, guys.
Paul Imig making a rare appearance on our show.
And Paul Imig, yeah, he's never on our show.
Better Call Paul, is that what they use on Bill's show?
For other things.
Yeah. For football. He makes some points. I mean, obviously he makes some good points there, but.
I mean, he was fired up. He's the most fired up I've ever heard from anybody about any roster move ever.
Yeah. Yeah, but still, I mean, this could all be solved in a couple of days if Hero gets called up anyway.
Five for Freems. You ready?
Oh, man, are we doing that today?
Yeah, you want to?
Yeah, let's do it, player.
We'll talk about the NBA, we'll talk about the MLB, and we'll talk some Jeopardy. All that coming up next, Five for Freems on The Fan.
The mind of Chuck Freeman.
Ugh, it's gross.
That's a scary thought. It's time for Five for Freeman. Five burning questions for Chuck Freeman. This is Chuck and Winkler on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan.
Chuck and Winkler served up by Perkins Restaurant and Bakeries from the Bryant and Stratton College Athletic Studios. Five questions for Chuck Freeman and Chuck Freeman alone. This ain't your grandfather's Five for Freems either. We also have some audio to play during it. So how about that? We are stepping up the production value of this segment. Chuck, are you ready?
Yes.
Five for Freems.
I got it.
Question number one. Andre Iguodala nailed the game-winning shot the other night for the Warriors in Game 2 to tie that series. Says that he's doing it for Steph's legacy.
Everything you guys have overcome, all the championships you've won, what motivates you to keep going to play hurt at this point in your career?
I like Steph. He's a good dude. Good guy to be around. That's really the only reason why I like playing basketball.
You want him to win? Like, that's what it is?
Yeah, I've never seen him in person. Like, so such a good person to ever get some backlash or, you know, whatever from other his peers, because they're so jealous of what he has. So he's kind of sticking to him. So yeah, I'm trying to, you know, whatever it takes to protect his legacy.
Andre Iguodala, again, terrific audio there. Not just audio, but terrific, clear audio. Andre Iguodala says he wants to do well, not for him, but for Steph Curry's legacy. Win or lose, whose legacy could be impacted the most because of this finals? Steph, KD, Kawhi, whose legacy is most on the line in these finals?
If Steph can lift them into an NBA championship, I would say Steph.
Especially if you can do it without Durant and Klay.
Sure. And, you know, Looney's done too. Looney's not playing anymore.
Yeah.
So they are really shorthanded. So I'd say Steph. If Steph is able to put a team on his back, if he really goes off and just explodes and leads them to what I think is going to, I could see them winning tomorrow night and then Toronto coming back and winning Friday night. But
well, they're not going to win if KD's back.
What's that?
If KD comes back in game 4, Toronto's not winning that game.
Well, who knows? How good is he going to be?
Now, the game that Toronto can get is tomorrow if there's no KD, no Klay.
Yeah, but
you're going to give Quinn Cook 40 minutes?
All right, Toronto also beat Milwaukee. We didn't think that was going to happen. But I don't think, is KD coming back, though? I mean, the longer he's out, I'm thinking he might be done for the year.
Unless they get to, like, a game 7.
I mean, if he's hurt, he's hurt. How much can he...
Well, Boogie was hurt, and they would not be up or tied 1-1 without Boogie.
Yeah, but I mean,
he worked his way back.
Yeah, but I mean, it might be a different injury, though.
Do you think there was this question going around? Do you think KD is rooting for the Warriors to win or lose? Because if they lose, it makes him look better.
It does. Helps his value.
Legacy, yeah.
Helps his value. I can see that. I don't know. I don't know him. What's your brother say?
He won't tell me anything.
Oh, he won't tell you.
I tried to ask him if Steph Curry was sick the other day.
Yeah, oh, you're getting some inside trader information?
Well, I said, is Steph Curry sick? Because they were talking on the broadcast that he's sick. And he's like,
yeah.
Oh, he'll be better in the second half. And then after the game, I said, dude, you deflected. I asked you if he was sick. You didn't answer me.
You asked him at halftime?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
I said, I asked you if he was sick. He goes, oh, were they saying that on the broadcast? He just won't tell me anything.
Oh.
He's very good at his job.
Okay.
My brother is.
Even keep it away from family members. Now, will he expose in the offseason?
Oh, no, I think he'll take all that to his grave.
Okay, all right.
The one person he might tell is my grandma. He might tell my grandma. Big Warriors fan. Grandma Jean. Question number two. Finals ratings are down here. Now, yes, these are the most watched finals ever, basketball ever in Canada. Mm-hmm. Sure, but they're down here in America. Here's some context. Game one of the NBA Finals drew 10.7 million viewers. Okay. Jaguars Titans on Thursday Night Football in Week 14 drew 10.7 million viewers. And everyone's saying football's dead because Jaguars Titans is getting no TV attention. Meanwhile, they drew the exact same number that Game 1 did. So my question for you is, if you're the commissioner and you can manufacture how the finals look next year with the goal of trying to get the biggest ratings possible, what are the finals next year?
Okay, one thing, though, when you compare the NFL to the NBA, the finals are played in the summertime. And that's why they tried to move it up a little bit. They don't want it going deep in the summer because people want to be outside.
Yeah, but game one of the NBA finals should be out drawing two bad teams playing football.
Yeah, but I mean, in the wintertime, you know, there's nothing else on TV. I mean, you're watching sports on TV, you're in the house. You're likely more to be in the house that time of the year than you are in the summer. That's just one thing. The ideal matchup for them next year?
Yeah, and you can do player movement, realistic player movement. You can do whatever you want.
Their ideal movement would be for like the New York Knicks to get better with KD.
KD and Kyrie.
And then they're taking on Golden State again.
What about the Lakers?
No, I think New York playing Golden State, KD playing against his former team there.
Oh, true.
That would be it. I think that would be a good sell.
There is some Golden State fatigue, though. That's another reason why these numbers are down.
Is it because people think we're not exposed to Toronto enough here in this country? I mean, how often are they on national TV? I don't think Kawhi Leonard. I mean, of course he's a superstar in the league, but people don't look at him as a Steph Curry or a KD.
Well, he doesn't have his personality.
James Harden.
He's just all basketball.
You know, James Harden.
You don't see him in commercials.
Like
he's not flaunting on the court.
Yeah.
You know, he doesn't have the theatrics and the warm-up of Steph.
He's a great player, but
he's not in commercials,
as I mentioned. People aren't watching the NBA Finals to see Kawhi Leonard play.
No, and I think that's part of it, too. So I think if the series goes longer, obviously the ratings will go up.
So I say, back to the original question, I would say if New York got those, if got KD at New York in a big market, number one market in the world, in the country, against Golden State.
Question number three, shocking moment on Jeopardy last night. James Holzhauer's reign comes to an end.
So, Emma, it's up to you. If you came up with a correct response, you're going to be the new Jeopardy champion. Did you? You did. What did you wager? Oh, gosh, $20,000. What a payday. $46,801.
So this guy went on a tear in Jeopardy because he would bet everything that he had in the Double Jeopardy.
Mm-hmm.
Or the Daily Double, I should say. And he was just cruising through, and he got beat by a librarian out of Chicago. So I'm going to ask you this. You can appear on one game show with the prospect that you want to win. Which of these game shows do you think you'd have the best chance winning the most money? Jeopardy, Wheel of Fortune, or Price is Right?
I'd say Price is Right.
So are you better at trivia? Are you better at wordplay? Or are you better at looking at something and naming what it costs?
Trivia, I mean, these guys who are answering these questions on Jeopardy, I mean, amazing questions. Like, what art form.
Yeah.
Italian art form of the 14th century. I can't name that.
Yeah. In chapter 4 of Beowulf, did his mother go?
I mean,
what cave did she go to find her brother?
But there are people.
Huh?
There are people who look at that, though, and they answer these questions. I've been in rooms with people. They're just able, one after another. It's like, how do they know this stuff? But they can't get their oil changed.
Like how you are with sports, they are about nerdy stuff.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. So I'd say the price is right.
All right. So you want to guess how much things cost?
Yeah, because Jeopardy.
Would you run down and freak out like, oh.
No, I wouldn't do that.
You just stroll down and say, I'm Chuck Freeman.
I'd just walk down there, you know, on my
That's 586 golf clothes. Player.
Yeah. Yeah. But Jeopardy? I mean, it's maybe Sports Jeopardy I have a shot at, but. You know, all this, I mean, like, you know, Italian art I'd have no shot at.
I bet you'd be good at spinning that Price is Right wheel.
I just think that, boom, I'd be worried I'd get sucked in underneath.
Those massive guns you got.
Yeah, well, absolutely.
Yeah, I think you'd tear the cover off that thing.
Yeah.
Question number 4, Roger Goodell open to less preseason games.
I've been pretty strong on preseason. I think things evolve over the years. I'm not sure, you know, in talking to the coaches, that 4 preseason games is necessary anymore to get ready for a season, to evaluate players or develop players. There are other ways of doing that. And we've had a lot of discussions about that. And, you know, I feel like what we should be doing is always of the highest quality. And I'm not sure preseason games meet that level right now.
How many preseason games should there be?
I'd say 3. 3. You have 2, and then you have the throwaway game, the third one. And then get going with the season. I like the season starting the day after the week after Labor Day, though. Start Labor Day weekend.
To keep it fair, what I would do is I would have, like Green Bay, where they would play a game at home, mm-hmm. they play a game on the road, and then you find a neutral site. So you can go play a game. If you want to play your Mexico City game, go do that then.
How about Winnipeg?
Winnipeg, as they're going to do, go do that. If you want to play it like, what I think the NFL should do, this is their 100th year. I mean, why not try to have a preseason game at, like, Green Bay East?
Try something out of the box. But you know why? Money.
I know, but it'd be so cool. It's their 100th year.
Well, of course it would be, yeah.
Like, Milwaukee used to have a team. Racine used to have a team. Yeah. Go play where the Racine Raiders play.
Go play at Horlick Field in Racine.
That'd be so cool.
It would be, yeah. No, I would be with you on that, but they wouldn't
celebrate. If you're going to celebrate your 100th season, don't just match up the Rams and Titans together one week because they played in a Super Bowl.
Okay, now if they played it at like Horlick Field in Racine, they'd have to have the whole field resod it, and they have to make sure the field's in great shape and all that. You know, one of those deals.
But you only get your 100th once. I wish they would have gone all out.
Hey, I'd be all good for that.
Question number 5. The Miami Marlins are in town. The fan base around Miami, not great. We also talked this week about how Tampa Bay drew just 5,000 people for a game a week ago today. And you said, don't even have any teams in Florida if you can't help it. So I'm going to give you the role of the MLB commissioner. For whatever reason you deem necessary, it's fine. Just explain yourself. You get to contract 4 teams right now in Major League Baseball. So you get to pick 4 teams and say, you're out of here. Who would it be?
Florida for sure. Well, Miami. Miami Marlins. I'd say Tampa's done. I mean, the San Diego Padres.
You know, I figured you'd mention San Diego Padres.
San Diego Padres. They already
lost the Chargers. It's a great ballpark. They're turning things around.
But I don't think people care about sports in San Diego. I might be off base in that. But, man, I look on TV and on the MLB package. I don't see anybody at Charger games. Padre games. Okay. I would withdraw those two, those 3 right there. The 2 Florida teams, I would say San Diego. You know, when they want to talk withdraw Minnesota a few years ago.
That was weird.
That was dumb.
That was Bud Selig.
Why would you withdraw Minnesota?
So that Minnesota people would be Brewers fans.
Yeah.
Everybody knew what he was up to.
But that was dumb. I mean, Minnesota just come off 2 World Series titles. They drew well. Why would you think about withdrawing Minnesota? That was dumb.
Bud was trying to tap into it.
God, that was stupid. Who else would I withdraw here? The Texas Rangers. Are the Texas Rangers ever anything?
They are pretty bland.
Aren't they? I mean, the Texas Rangers, think of their whole franchise. Their whole franchise. What's the biggest thing they've ever done? Sign Alex Rodriguez.
George Bush was their owner.
Yeah. But, I mean, the Texas Rangers, do you ever see anybody wearing a Texas Ranger jersey?
No.
or a name on the back?
No.
I mean, no. I mean, the Rangers of their existence, and I'm sure people looked at that.
And they
with
play
the Milwaukee
in Dallas.
Brewers.
That's a big city.
Yeah.
The Rangers, nobody knows about Texas
no,
Rangers.
The Rangers.
That's a good point.
Rangers are pretty bland. I'd say the Rangers.
I would contract the, Chuck, I'd contract the Reds, Pirates, Cardinals, and Cubs, so the Brewers would be your NL Central champions.
Okay.
That's five for frames.
Are you doing an impersonation of our good friend?
I'm not doing no impersonation of nobody. Yeah. I'll do a Tim and Fredonia impersonation.
Tim, late for you to call us today.
What's up, bud?
Dudes, I just got off a Caribbean cruise. I was gone all last week and couldn't get you out on the ship. I had no cell service, so it was probably a better connection.
You took a cruise during the NBA Finals?
Well, I missed the Saturday game.
Hey, what, do you work here or something?
I think Tim told us on the show that if the Bucks were in the finals, he'd miss it.
I was going to say, for game one, I would have missed
it. It must have been when his phone dropped.
Yeah, I remember him saying that. I remember it. Your word is law to me there, Tim.
How does the connection sound
Tim,
now?
Tim, you pretty sound good. Pristine.
Sounds good, man. Pristine. Hardline.
You're in a landline?
Yeah, Bart, should I put on my PA voice for you or not?
Yeah, no. Would you? Tim, I saw you. I saw you and Lindsay Slater having a conversation on Twitter the other day.
On Channel 12?
Yeah.
Channel 12 weather lady?
Yeah. Tim's talking about weather patterns, and then Lindsay's like, hey, if you have any other questions, DM me.
Hey, I'm an MPS graduate, but I do have some smarts, you know.
Jeez, Tim's a weather guy.
Bart Winkler at the line for two shots. How's that sound?
How did you not get the Brewer job?
I don't know, dude. I mean, that's because they hired Mark Richards because he did traffic on the radio for
no,
5 years.
No, Mark Richards,
is killing it, though.
Richards deserves that job.
Yeah.
No, he didn't.
Nobody
no.
deserves anything. You got to earn it.
He earned it. Trust me. He did. He's good.
Hey.
Richards, my guy.
Bart, now, last year I put that picture up of us in it. You had that Castro GTX hat on. We're going to give you a new hat. Billy and I are my boss. We're going to give you a new hat this year.
For the golf outing?
Yes.
Can't wait.
I mean, because you had that Buck shirt on, the John Force hat from 1993. And then I think we'll get you guys a couple of polos, too. So you got some trinkets coming in August.
We haven't even announced the golf outing yet, have we?
No, we'll do that later.
For the next couple of weeks.
Yeah. Tuesday, August 13th.
And you and I, you have to go out and get all the celebrities, like you always do.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you got one celebrity. I'm the first caller usually every morning. I mean, aren't I a celebrity or not?
Yeah, I think you want to be, Tim.
No, it's okay. I'm a C-list guy, Chuck.
That's
I'm not a B-lister even. I'm a C-list guy.
Well, we're going to have the celebrities. I think I've asked Stephanie Sutton to be on it already. So.
Right.
You want us to invite Lindsay Slater?
You can. Yeah, that would be fine. And
you got to golf with her?
I wouldn't have to DM her, but I how do we get Michaels back on our team, or is that just the luck of the draw?
Bill Michaels?
Yeah, because we crushed it last year.
Oh, Bill was on your team?
Yeah, we had a guy named Paul Kasarik. He was the Tri-County Long Drive Champion. Them 365-yard par fours, Chuck, we were putting. Because
really?
Did
you guys win it last year?
Yeah, we shot 18 under. We left a few strokes out there.
I don't remember that.
So, Oh, yeah. Anyway, guys.
Let me know next time.
I just wanted to check in with you. I was kind of on a hiatus, but I was out of the country with no cell signal, so I decided to get on a hard line.
Well, we're sad about the Bucks and now everybody's mad about Keston Hira.
Yeah.
That's what you missed.
You know, I kind of see both sides of the story. If it was, you know, if it's worth it to him down the line to bring him up in a couple of months, unless injury strikes, I would say go ahead and go for it. And Shaw's not going to do anything anyway, so they might end up bringing him up sooner. But we'll see how it goes in the next couple of months. Brewers usually start fading like a Walmart T-shirt after the All-Star break. So
you've used that one before.
I know. Okay,
hey, that just rises you from a C to a B-lister. How about that?
Yeah, because you've got a catchphrase.
Keep using those, yeah.
Well, I mean, I have lots of them, but usually they're not credible for radio.
You don't have many as Chuck, though.
I have a face.
Flat as a pancake, can't jump over a phone book, can't guard a telephone pole.
I said can't jump over the Sunday Journal. I got a lot of them, guys. So, I mean, I got a lot of them, but I say they're not appropriate for radio. We'll talk one of these days when we have some beers when you guys don't have a circumcision to attend or anything like that. You guys usually got something going on. So
yeah, my circumcision calendar is wild this summer.
And your bar mitzvah, and Chuck's got to cover a chess match somewhere in Appleton, you know, for a
Yeah, you've used that one before, too.
I did?
Yeah.
Yeah, oh yeah. Okay. Yeah, recycling these. They're learning, yeah.
But Tim calls in the beginning of the show, and this is your chance to shine for a new audience. So I shouldn't be burying you like this.
So shine for all the millennials who just roll out of bed in their parents' basements, those guys?
Yeah, Tim also rips on millennials a lot.
Exactly. No, that's all right. You guys take it easy. We'll talk to you soon. Have a good one.
All right, see you, Tim.
So Tim not calling with a sports take, just calling to catch up with us.
Just to make sure he's still alive.
Just
welfare check.
Yeah. Basically, the we'll take calls for sports takes. Also, if you're lonely and just want someone to talk to, that's why we have the phone lines.
I think we need a welfare check on a few guys out there. Like, Ram hasn't been around for a while.
Ram, we couldn't get to today. Yeah. He tried to get in.
Did he try to get in?
Yeah, we got busy. Hey, Perkins, you can get in there today. They've got the Kids Eat Free after 4 o'clock. Kids Eat Free after 4, Tuesdays and Saturdays. When you get a meal, kid gets a free meal. Pretty simple way to save some money and still feed your ever-growing child. You can do that at Perkins Tuesdays and Saturdays. Also, tomorrow, I would advise you, if you haven't already, go to PerkinsRestaurants.com, sign up for their e-club. You'll get a bunch of different like coupons and heads up on different deals. And every Wednesday, you'll get a buy one, get one coupon for Wednesday. So you get a meal, and then just like with the kid getting a free meal, though, you get another free entree. So you can take anybody out come Wednesdays when you do the buy one, get one. That's PerkinsRestaurants.com. Perkins open all throughout southeastern Wisconsin. Chuck and Winkler here. 105.7 FM, The Fan, back with everything we did not cover. Next. Chuck and Winkler, served up by Perkins Restaurant and Bakeries. I'm Bart Winkler, Chuck Freeman, and Ryan Horvat. How's your tennis match going, Horvat? Horvat with some interest in the Roger Federer match today. Let's just say that.
Yeah.
The French Open.
It's been back and forth. It was looking a little rough for him, but it looks like he may pull away. You know what? I don't want to jinx it right now.
Did you even know the French Open was played on clay before this morning?
I know that for some reason I took Roger Federer and he like can't play on clay. This is like what's the word I'm looking for? What killed Superman?
Kryptonite.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you. He may pull away, he may not. I don't even want to look until it's over because I was like, yeah, I'll glance over every once in a while I'm doing my work this morning. It'll give us something to put on the screens here in the studio, but I can't even watch right now.
A couple of tweets off of Five for Frames. Matt says, what if the Packers did a preseason game at Camp Randall? I think that would be fantastic.
Well, they have. I told you that last week. The Packers have played preseason games at Camp Randall. They've done it a number of times.
Bro, you tell me 20 hours of stuff a week, I can't keep it all straight.
Yeah, they played preseason back in your era, guys, in the 80s. 90s, they played. Remember in the 90s, they played a couple of games there?
No,
I don't remember that.
Don't remember.
And then Gary says, Chuck, you really made him mad. You'd get rid of the Rangers? They've been to the World Series twice, have terrific attendance, community support every year.
George W., huge fan.
Okay, but
they're building a new air-conditioned stadium that will be ready next season.
I feel like how many different stadiums have they had there in Texas?
Like five less than the Braves have in the last 20 years.
I feel like they're amazing, you know? So, no, I'm saying up here, do we hear much about the Texas Rangers? Do you ever see them on national TV?
The only time I heard of the Texas Rangers in the last 20 years was when they made the World Series, and then when Ron Washington was busted for doing coke.
Josh Hamilton for a while.
Oh, yeah, anything Josh Hamilton.
Jeff Burrows, who won a home run championship back in the 70s.
Oh, and when we traded Carlos Lee.
Yeah.
Because we got, and then when we traded for Jeffress.
Another one, yeah.
Yeah.
See?
Okay.
Rangers.
All right, so Rangers.
But still, compare their history.
Oh, and then when they had Jonathan Lucroy.
Compare their bland history to
the
everybody
rich history
else.
Of the Brewers.
Well, like I said, they probably look at us. I'm sure the rest of the world looks at us.
Texas
like, the Brewers.
Chuck is saying to contract the Brewers.
The Brewers, oh, of course.
Yeah. So. It's all good. What else did we miss, Horvath?
Actually, I got some big news that we may have missed from overnight. I keep talking about how I don't think Kawhi Leonard's staying in Toronto, even if the Raptors were to win the title.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, it looks like there's a report out there that Kawhi Leonard has purchased some property in Toronto. So it looks like there's a good chance Kawhi's going to stay, regardless if they win or lose this
series.
Now,
that's funny, because yesterday there was a report saying he was leaving.
Well, Ramona Shelburne was on like every station known to man saying how Kawhi's going to leave. And then this report came out that said Kawhi bought a house, which how many times have we seen guy buys a house and then it means absolutely nothing.
Leaves, yeah.
Well, that's what Kyrie Irving just bought some property
Chuck's
near.
Chuck's got a place in Lemire. He works in Milwaukee. What's the difference?
Yeah, that's true.
Well, so how could, I mean, if Kawhi, when does he have time to buy a house when he's involved in the NBA finals and you know, dropping 30-point games on the Bucks.
Will Kawhi's real estate purchase be a distraction for the Raptors? 414-799-1250.
He's also suing Nike today, too, Kawhi Leonard.
Yeah, I saw that. Where's he getting time for this?
Yeah, is Kawhi's off-the-field problems worse than the Warriors' injury problems? 414-799-1250.
That's for CJCL in Toronto, 590.
Yeah. Which green will have a bigger impact, Draymond or Danny? 414-799-1250.
I'm going to have to say Draymond, huh?
Danny actually had a three the other night. Then he came down the next time down court and tried it again, was way off.
Right. Do you also want your daily NFL news or no? This one involves the NFC North.
Oh, we started the show with NFL news today, yeah. Ryan. We talked about Jordy Nelson.
Okay, well, it looks like Snacks Harrison and Darius Slay are both going to skip out camp and OTAs for the Detroit Lions.
Well, it sounds like a guy named Snacks needs some OTAs.
I think that's the greatest nickname in sports history. Like, if I could have one nickname. You know how people just give themselves... Like, I got a buddy. He gave himself the nickname The Kid. I'm like, you can't just give yourself a nickname.
It's Robert Radio Joe did. Yeah, Radio Joe gave him.
He says that's not true, Bart.
Yeah.
But The Kid. You can't, like, be The Kid. And Radio Joe, like, that's not, like, you know, I can't call myself, like,
Radio
Big
Ryan?
Dog Horvat.
Am I the only one who calls you Horvey?
I call him Horvey.
You know what's funny? No, actually.
Well, I know, but I'm saying that I invent the nickname.
In Joliet, Illinois, that's what everybody called my grandfather. Not Gordy Gillespie, but my dad's dad, Grandpa Bob. They used to call him Horvey, like okay. At the club.
Let's call him Radio Ryan.
Radio Ryan.
You can't have two. You can't have Radio Joe and
Recycled
Radio Ryan.
Recycled Ryan.
Yeah, there you go. That's what my wife calls me. Hey-o.
Why not? Radio Ryan, Radio Joe, and then, I don't know.
TV Bart.
Bart.
Social media Bart. You're a big star now.
Second place. I lost to a grandpa. It's Chuck and Winkler served up by Perkins. Ask us anything tomorrow. If Travis Shaw doesn't go 4-for-4 with four homers, we'll criticize the hell out of him tomorrow. Brewers fish tonight. We'll have that recap in the morning. Chuck and Winkler, Bill next.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.